Hi, and welcome to this Mac demo. And in this demo, I want to show you a little trick that I use so that when I want to be able to read something with VoiceOver on my Mac, when I'm doing my Talking Tech radio program or I'm doing this IC podcast, I actually don't get the sound of the notes that I'm reading to do the Talking Tech program or the IC podcast coming out on the recording that you're actually hearing on the podcast. So at the moment, I've just got my Mac set up as standard. So it's basically going through my mixer. The VoiceOver speech is going through the mixer. If I had Zoom running, Zoom would be also going through the mixer because everything on my desk basically goes through my mixer, which means if I now press Command Tab on my Mac.
Text edit. Text edit. Talking Tech for February 4N112020.
You're actually going to hear
beginning of text.
What I'm about to start reading. So if I start reading down and I'm doing my Talking Tech podcast, you know, Steve's talking, I'm talking about
Vision Store product highlights. New line. Soon abandon Aftershocks bundle reminder.
So I've got to remember to talk about the Sooner and Aftershocks bundle.
Easy Flip 4G mobile phone.
Easy Flip 4G mobile phone, which is a feature phone.
New line. Celebrating from last month, Jan 2/4.
Celebrating from last month about the Mac January 24 stuff, which is all really good for me, but it's not good for people listening to the podcast because they're actually going to hear what my show notes are as well, plus me talking and so on. So what I can actually do with VoiceOver is let me bring up, and of course I'm do this before I actually do the podcast normally. So I'm going to do VO or Control Option F8 on my keyboard.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. Window. Utility categories. Table. Okay. General.
Now, at the moment, the system sound is going through the USB mixer, all right? So every sound's going through the mixer, including VoiceOver. And let me do Command 6 in VoiceOver utility, which is sound.
Sound.
And I'm going to do VO or Control Option right arrow.
Mute sound effects. And ticked. Tick box. Enable audio ducking. And ticked. Tick box. Enable positional audio. Ticked. Tick box. Output device.
And that's what I want. Output device is the heading.
USB audio codec. Output device pop-up button.
So you can tell it's USB audio device. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Menu four items tick. USB audio codec.
And go up.
Built-in output.
And I'm going to choose built-in output. And now I've already got VoiceOver coming through my little ePod plugged into my Mac through the 3.5mm headphone jack. I'm going to VO spacebar across or Control Option spacebar across to confirm. VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar. So now, if I now Command Tab, you're not going to be able to hear anything. And if I press Control Option Den or VO Den in my document, my journey started with the Mac in 1990 when I first had my first Mac SE, blah, blah, blah. All right. So let me Command Tab over to Safari. And I've got a YouTube video about to play, which is about the code jumper system from American Printing House. So if I just press play.
Row, row, row your boat. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Helen's story.
All different strands of code 9-year-old Joshua Lewis has pieced together using
code
jumper.
Okay, now in the meantime, I can be tubbing around on my Mac, which I'm doing
pods.
Now.
Joshua is learning the basics
and
of computer
and if
coding.
I was doing this as it of an insert
fun,
for a program like Talking Tech, for example, I can now say to myself, right, let me just check my show notes and see what I want to talk about next after this insert segment. And then I can Command Tab back around to Safari.
Joshua has some big dreams
and I can stop it again. So a couple of things from this. What's really great is I can separate VoiceOver right away from what's being recorded and what I am doing speaking into the mic. So that's number one. And number two, it actually means when I'm listening to something like a webinar, again, I've got the separate sounds between what I'm listening to on a YouTube or a Zoom webinar and so on, and what I'm taking notes through the actual VoiceOver going through my tiny little earpiece, in this case plugged into my 3.5mm headphone jack on my Mac here. So it really does come in very useful. Hopefully in a couple of weeks' time, I'll have received a USB external stereo audio device, and I'll show you with that one as well. Anyway, that will do me for this demo for the moment, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now. And then, because you can't hear this again, I can Command Tab around to Amadeus Pro. and press stop. And I will now go and edit the podcast. I will talk to you later. Thanks for listening.